I also need a tailor who can make me look as if I'm a stone or two lighter.
Yes.
Can you recommend a good tailor?
Are you going to make it to this side or the other side?
Well, I'll go anywhere if I can find a good tailor.
Yes.
Now, I've been told you have a friend called Mr. Osman. Is that right?
Yes, in the other side, yes.
Yes,
he's a good tailor, and I know him a long time ago, before the invention.
At the checkpoint is a reminder of the deep bitterness felt by Greek Cypriots about the land and heritage that have been lost to them. A loss that is emotional as well as material.
Yes.
Still in pursuit of my suit, I made the trip that Mr. Prastitis and his countrymen can no longer make. Completed the formalities, crossed the frontier, and called on his old but now inaccessible friend, Mr. Osman.
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Osman.
It's me.
You're Mr. Osman.
Yes,
hello, how do you do?
Excellent.
Well, my name is Christopher Hitchens, and I'm bringing you a bag. You might recognize the name.
Friend of mine.
Friend of yours. That's what he says, Mr.
Yes.
Prestigious.
And he's given...
Well, he's very well, and sends you warm greetings.
Two-piece suit or three-piece suit?
Well, he's given me enough for some spare trousers.
I'll have your measurement.
So how long since you've seen Mr. Prastitis?
Since 74. I haven't seen him.
That's too long.
Yes.
Can you send each other letters or messages?
We have the UN with us. We can send letters. We can send our wishes.
Do you get a lot of customers from Mr. Prastitis?
Oh, yes.
I suppose not many of them are Cypriots.
They are all UN, actually.
Do you miss your friends on the other side?
Of course. We are old friends.
And you speak English very well.
I speak English. I speak Greek. The Turks can speak good Greek, but Greeks, not much. Turks, not much Turks.
And you send Mr. Prestigious customers?
I send him customers. He sends him customers.
It's
commission.
It's business. Now, Mr. Osman, I've got a crucial question to ask you. Can I pay you in Cyprus money?
Cyprus pounds or UK check also will do.
Excellent. International business.
Yes.
In fact, the only legal currency here is Turkish mainland lira. Everything on the northern side of the line is now Turkish. Some of it dates from the medieval Ottoman Turkish Empire that once controlled the island. But some of it, like the soldiery, is from today's mainland neighbor. Recently, the Turkish Prime Minister described the north of Cyprus as a province of his country. Choose whatever street you may for a stroll, the wall is inescapable. On both sides of the wall, soldiers keep watch on each other, as they have, hour by hour, for 15 years. Cyprus was a British colony until 1960, and there are unexpected ways in which this still shows, as I found when on the Greek side I met Andrew, who'd been conscripted into the Cyprus National Guard while overstaying a holiday from his home in North London.
So right when the law was, I come over last summer for holiday, and the law is if you stay over 3 months, you've got to join the army. And I didn't know, and I stayed over 6 months. And when I went to leave, they wouldn't give us a visa to leave. So I had to do the national service.
His parents, both Cypriot born, had emigrated to London and then retired to Cyprus. This gave him a different perspective on Greek-Turkish relations.
And in London, there are a lot of Turkish Cypriots, aren't there?
Yeah, there is.
Do you get on with them?
Yeah, we're brought up different over there. Like, these lot are brought up not to communicate with Turkish people. But over there we go to school with them, we go work with them, go drinking with them.
Well, personally, I have never met any Turkish Cypriots. Even though my father, my parents, they knew many.
Nikos, a refugee from the town of Morfu, was a child at the time of the invasion.
I remember the planes which were flying over Morfu, and we saw also parachute chambers. We were hiding in holes which we dig in the ground, And we thought that we were going to leave only for 3 days and we are going to come back. But it's been 50 years and we didn't take that.
But you expect to grow up and see Cyprus reunified?
Yes. We want to see guys Cyprus unified.
Do you think it will be?
We hope. One day.
One day. But time has few healing properties in Cyprus. The Greeks dream of reunification, but standing in the way of any settlement are the nightmares of 1974. You come across them all over the island.
The village of Tokni is a sort of miniature synopsis of the charm of Greek Cyprus. An exquisite church, blue shadows, white walls, dark green shade. But on the 14th of August 1974, every adult Turkish Cypriot male in this village was rounded up by the Greek Cypriot irregulars, then in revolt against the government of the island, and none of those Turks have ever been seen again. I came back to the village nearly 15 years later and found that the natives were indeed very friendly, but that they didn't welcome all that many questions.
I started, where else, in the coffee shop that is the hub of Cypriot village life. The Greek owner was a nice guy and prepared to be frank.
Let me get straight to the point then. It is said the Turkish Cypriots of this village were slaughtered en masse.
Yes. Δεν ξέρω τι έγινε, διότι δεν είδα.
I don't know. I don't know what happened because I didn't see. But they got them together and kept them inside the school. I don't know for how long. 24 hours approximately. Two big coaches came and took them someplace. I don't know where.
Stop off. How do the people in the village feel now about what happened to their Turkish neighbors?
Όταν διεδόθη ότι τους Τούρκους εσκοτώσαν τους χωρίς δηλαδή να ξέρουμε.
When the word was out that the Turks were killed, though we didn't know what had happened to them, really, we felt sorry because we had a good life. There were some troublemakers, on our side too, of course, but the rest were good people. We worked closely together, as farmers, them herdsmen and all that. We worked closely together and had a good life, always.
Not everyone was as nice as Mr. Sotiris. Mr. Zaptias is identified by Turks and Greeks, and identifies himself as a supporter of the Greek Cypriot Fascist Underground, AOKB.
You were in
Tokni.
I was in Tokni, yes.
And do you remember what happened with the Turkish Cypriots?
Well, I remember that they had the fighting and that's all. I don't know anything about it after them. It happened to them.
And you don't know where they are now?
No, I don't know where they are now.
The Turkish side say there was a terrible massacre of their people here.
Well, the Turkish from Tokni, the Turkish people from Tokni, they were not human beings people. They were living in a zoo. They didn't know anything about the human beings people.
They were like animals.
Yes, they looked like animals.
The Turkish quarter has been emptied, and the Turkish cemeteries have been desecrated to make the shame of Tokni complete. The people described as animals by Mr. Zaptias have now moved from Tokni to Tashkent, a village in the mountains of the Turkish north. I found the village to be a continuous commemoration of its lost menfolk, still stranded in time.
Here, it was obviously once a Greek church.
This is our museum.
Museum of what?
Museum of who we lost them in 1974, during the war. You see all these pictures. They are all here. That one is over there, is my father.
That's your father?
Yes.
And are your uncles there too?
Yeah, and the other three pictures are my father, brother.
All the males in the village, over the age of 16, were taken away. One man only lived to tell the tale, and he still lives, chiefly in order to tell it.
Havaya bir ateş attı. O ateşi çıkarken de başladı.
One of the Greeks fired a shot into the air. As soon as that shot was heard, all the others started firing on us. They fired continuously. There was shouting, screaming. It was impossible to escape anywhere. Everybody fell onto the floor in a heap. The head of one of my friends split, and his brain splashed on me, here.
Bir tanesi dedi ki, bakın gezin dedi.
One Greek was ordering others to go around and inspect who was dead and who wasn't. They started shooting people in the head to make sure. I guess they did not shoot me because they saw the brain on my face, and they must have thought it was my brain.